This is A Coastal Story, written and presented by Charlie Connolly. On the 28th of June 1914, the Austro-Hungarian Archduke Franz Ferdinand and his wife Sophie were assassinated by Gavrilo Princip as they were driven through the streets of the Bosnian capital, Sarajevo. A chain of events was unleashed that day that meant, within a month, the world was at war. During that month, as frantic diplomats crisscrossed Europe and cables flew back and forth and politicians paced up and down late into the night mulling over grave decisions and military forces began marching and mobilising, a man in England was furious about the cost of his holiday. On the 3rd of July 1914, 5 days after the assassination at Sarajevo, a man from London, signing himself Paterfamilias, wrote to a national paper. He was not happy. The dark clouds gathering over Europe were nothing compared to those gathering over the head of this seething holidaymaker. He'd been to the seaside, he was home again, and he was still fuming. There was practically lightning playing around his temples. "Every year I have made it a practice to take my wife and family to the seaside," he wrote. "It's the only holiday we spend together. But the way in which we are bled dry has made me wonder whether it would not be cheaper to take a small cottage up the river or to go to a farmhouse in the country. For everywhere I move, I am called upon to put my hand in my pocket. If I want to rest on the front, I have to pay tuppence for the privilege of sitting down. If I want to bathe, I have to pay a toll to a local bathing machine magnate. If I go on the pier to get a good sea blow, I have to pay tuppence to pass the turnstile, and a further sum for a deck chair. If I listen, even at a distance, to an indifferent band or somebody's concert party, a collecting bag is pushed into my face with the confident air of an authorised tax collector. Right and left, I am faced with collectors of all classes and both sexes, demanding money for bean feasts, money for hospitals, money for strikers, money for inebriates' homes, money for lifeboats, money for the disadvantaged, money for regattas. If I leave the town and go down to the beach, I am then pestered to buy tickets for bazaars and benefit concerts. When will seaside residents realise that in our own communities in London we have our own bazaars and concerts to patronise, thank you very much? But tickets for bazaars and concerts are not the only means of getting money out of the visitor, oh no. He is pestered to go for a jolly sail, have his photograph taken, look through a telescope, sit on a weighing machine, undergo a phrenological examination, have his palm read. I do not go to the seaside for these weird practices. I go for the air and the rest. The newspaper put Paterfamilias' concerns to the mayor of a populous south coast town. "Your correspondent ignores many important facts," he said. "First and foremost, it must be remembered that seaside corporations spend vast sums of money to make their towns attractive to visitors. Military bands and municipal concerts, if the best talent is demanded, are luxuries which, provided as they are almost exclusively for the visitor, should be paid for, in some degree at least, by the visitor. As to the charge for seats on the front, it must be remembered that visitors do not pay rates, and these chairs are almost solely used by visitors. Most visitors like the innocent little forms of making money provided by the boatmen, donkey owners, palm readers and the like. Many noble charities are brought to the notice of those visiting as well as the resident public, and most people gladly welcome the opportunity to contribute to them. Not a single complaint of excessive charging or incivility has ever reached me." Now, the holidaymakers of England were not taking this mayor's defence lying down. For a start, he'd have probably charged them sixpence to lie down. A correspondent from North Wales said, "Personally, my two pet grievances are the boatmen, who ask you if you would like a row or a sail, and the pierrots and musicians, who shake collecting boxes in your face, though you may be several hundred yards from where they are entertaining." Helpfully, this Welsh correspondent broke down his expenses for one day of his seaside holiday. 8 contributions to pierrots, minstrels and other entertainers who irritate me with their noises. 1 shilling and 6 pence. Money paid to organ grinders, match sellers and wastrels in order to get rid of them. 1 shilling and 3 pence. Peer fees and money extorted for sitting on chairs. 1 shilling and 6 pence. Contributions to the band, a home for epileptics, holiday funds and a raffle ticket. 2 shillings. Incidental, unnecessary tips, 1 shilling. Representing a total fleecing of 7 shillings and 3 pence. The correspondence goes quiet after that. Perhaps paterfamilias had grown so incensed he'd actually gone off bang, leaving behind just a pair of smoking shoes. Or perhaps world events finally distracted him from his fury. Perhaps he went to enlist, standing in line at the town hall behind the pierrot, the deck chair attendant, the palm reader, the organ grinder. Their next sight of an English beach coming as they sailed away from it across the channel. But then, even if a global war hadn't broken out, what a miserable sod. That was A Coastal Story, and I'm Charlie Connolly. A big thanks to the latest lovely folk who have donated at ko-fi.com/coastalstories. It's probably supposed to be coffee.com, but they couldn't get coffee.com, so they've gone for ko-fi.com/coastalstories. It really is hugely appreciated. Thank you, everybody. We're on Facebook at Coastal Stories Podcast, and on Twitter at Podcast Coastal. That's at Podcast Coastal. And that's where you'll find extra bits and pieces like pictures, a bit like pressing the red button on your remote control. These waves you can hear were recorded at Deal on the 23rd of May 2021.